Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today we are going to talk about sugar and milk. We have David He. David is the Chief Strategy Officer of CloudTech, and he's also the Non-Executive Chairman of Shanghai Jinchun Company. Hi, David, 你好。
Hi, 你好，小兰，你好。
Yeah, we love talking about your 南洋茶铺。It's a very special and successful model, how to expand a simple concept. Tea is supposed to be commodity, supposed to be. But you made a special brand, and then people have like their personal attachment. They see this as the, not only the lifestyle, this could be the status, and this is where they get engaged socially with their friends and contacts, and they may come up with ideas,
yes.
creative ideas and business ideas, and they talk about arts and culture. So yeah. It's a part of the lifestyle you built, successful experience in Shanghai.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. So one unique point about Nanyang Cha Pu is every customer, they can personalize their own drinks.
Mm-hmm.
So they can have the different type of tea with different level of milk and sugar.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. So you probably have a lot of Westerners who go there because they want to have a experience in this unusual surrounding.
Yes. And not all our staff are trained to speak English.
Mm-hmm.
So we have very visual menus so they can just point at the menu and pointing at the level of sugar they like to add.
Okay, that's awesome. And then I'm sure by listening to Talk Chinese in this episode, we can also help them to learn how to say it.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, let's start with sugar. Tang.
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 Tang is sugar, basically, any type of sugar. So it's the second tone. We go up. Tang.
Tang.
Yeah. And the character is a combination between rice on the left, and then also another Tang. Actually, that Tang, that's the name of a dynasty, Tang Dynasty.
Yes.
And so the part on the right provides the sound. So it's a phonic. And then, of course, a sugar was not really made by rice, but then in ancient Chinese characters, when they coin a character, they just borrow certain shape to represent certain generic type of plants. So in this case, Tang, it's any form of sugar. So if we want to say it's fructose, we say 果糖。
果糖。
And then if that's honey, 蜜糖。
蜜糖。
And then if that's a different type of sugar, we add whatever type of sugar in front.
Oh, maybe it's Gula Melaka,
yeah.
Which is known as palm sugar. We call it 椰糖。
And where is it from originally?
Malaysia. It's from coconut tree.
Right.
So where the 椰 comes from, mm-hmm. it's coconut.
So, 椰糖。
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 Yeah, 椰 means coconut. So, if we say the coconut milk, we say 椰奶。
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 Yeah, coconut milk is getting very popular. And not only in Thai food, you get the coconut milk for your Thai green curry.
That's right.
A lot of people, they use that for dessert as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, 椰奶。
椰奶。
Okay, so 糖。It's sugar. So when you go to the tea shop, 茶铺, you can say, hey, I love sugar, so give me a lot of sugar. 多糖。
多糖。
Yeah, 多糖。
多糖。
Yeah, 多 is a lot. And then if you really want to instruct them, add more sugar. 多加糖。
多加糖。
Yeah, 多加糖。
多加糖。
And then if you want to have half sugar, you can say 半糖。
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 Yeah, 半 means half.半糖。
半糖。
And then what do they say if they don't want sugar at all?
无糖。
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 Yeah, 无糖。无 means no, nothing.
Yes.
无糖。
无糖。
Yeah, 无 second tone, W-U, 无。And then if you want to say a little bit, not too much.
少糖。
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 Yeah, 少 that 少 means very little. 少 is the third tone, 少糖。
少糖。
Yeah, or...sometimes they say 微糖.
That's right, 微糖.
Yeah, 微糖, yeah. It's a second tone, 微糖. Mm-hmm. So I don't really know the difference between 少糖 and 微糖. It's a little bit of something.
That's when we struggle. When a customer says 微糖,
mm-hmm.
what does that mean?
Right, so it's 10% of the normal level. 半糖 is easy. It's uh-huh. half of the normal level. I'm sure you have the measurement.
A measurement.
Yeah, yeah that's yeah. right. So yeah. 半糖 is half. So I guess 微糖 is probably 25% of whatever they originally have.
Yes.
Okay, so let's recap. 糖 is sugar. So to say a lot of sugar.
多糖.
No sugar.
无糖.
Half sugar.
半糖。
A little bit of sugar.
微糖。
Yeah, appropriate amount of sugar. No, I'm joking. Okay, right, so that's about sugar. And then sometimes when we say, okay, a lot of people, they drink their tea with milk. And the milk could be like milk from the cow, could be soya, which is very popular, made out of the beans. And mm-hmm. then almond milk.
Yes.
And sometimes they have coconut milk.
Yes.
And horse milk.
Yes.
Or all sort of milk.
Yes.
Okay. So let's learn to say milk, the generic one first. We say 奶.
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 It's a bit difficult to say it. It's a third tone. So we have to go down first and go up. And the character on the left, that's actually a woman. And then on the right, the shape is like an abstract symbol. It shows therefore. And so, why therefore woman? You need to know 奶, in addition to meaning milk, that also means breast.
Yes.
So therefore woman, I guess. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, be careful when you use this word. In a tea shop, no one will have any confusion. But in a social occasion, make sure you don't use it too often. otherwise, people may misunderstand you.
Yeah.
Okay, 奶. Very useful. So when we say the cow's milk, we say 牛奶. Yeah, 牛 is the cow. So 牛奶. And then nowadays people are very picky. They have like a whole milk, skim milk, low fat milk.
Yes.
Gosh, should we learn how to say it?
Sure, let's go for it.
Okay, the whole milk, we say 全脂牛奶. Yeah, 全 means wholesome, whole.
Yeah.
And 脂 is the fat. Yeah. So 全脂牛奶.
全脂牛奶.
And then skim milk. Yeah, in some supermarkets, they have like 75%, 80%, 20%. Mm-hmm. we forget about that. We say 脱脂牛奶.
脱脂牛奶.
Yeah, 脱 means to get rid of something, to take off something.
Yes.
So the skim milk, 脱脂牛奶.
脱脂牛奶.
And low fat milk, we say 低脂牛奶.
低脂牛奶.
Yeah, 低 means low, yeah. Something very low. Yeah. So 低脂牛奶.
低脂牛奶.
Yeah. And then other milk like soya. Sometimes we say 豆奶, mm-hmm. but sometimes people say 豆浆.
Mm, 豆奶.
Yeah, 豆奶. That's soya. And then maybe some people are even more picky. Is that organic?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a, if that's organic, we say 有机.
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 Yeah, we taught 有机 in the other episode. 有 means to have, mm-hmm. and 机 means organic, the
okay.
organ. So, okay. 有机牛奶.
有机牛奶.
And then 有机豆奶.
有机豆奶.
Yeah, 有机豆奶. Organic soya milk.
Yes.
Almond. 杏仁.
杏仁.
Yeah, 杏仁. Yeah. Almond milk. 杏仁奶.
杏仁奶.
杏仁奶. Yeah. And then, do you have goat milk in your tea shop?
We don't.
Okay. All right. Let's still learn how to say that.
Yes.
羊奶.
羊奶.
Yeah. 羊 is the goat. And then, 羊, second tone.
羊.
Yeah. It's the same sound as 南羊.
Yes.
The name of your shop. Yeah. But different character.
Yes.
Yeah. 羊奶.
羊奶.
Right. So when we say, do you want some milk? 加奶.
加奶.
Yeah. 加 is to add.
Mm-hmm.
And 加奶. And the waiter may mm-hmm. ask, do you want to have some milk? So 加奶吗?
加奶吗?
Yeah, do you want to add some milk? Mm-hmm. And in this case, you say 好?
好. And 你需要什么奶?
Oh, what type of milk do you want? Oh, wow. This, I can customize that. Okay. 你需要什么奶? 你 is you. 需要, demand, you want. 哪一种? Mm-hmm. 我什么? 什么 mm-hmm. is what? And mm-hmm. 哪一种 is which type?
Yes.
奶. So what type of milk do you want?
Yes.
你需要哪一种奶?
你需要哪一种奶?
Yeah, or 你需要什么奶? 什么奶?
对.
Okay, so you can say 豆奶.
豆奶.
Yeah, 豆奶.
豆奶.
无糖.
无糖.
Right. Okay, so now let's have a test. David, you are the shopkeeper.
Sure.
I am the customer.
Yep.
I say, 请给我一杯绿茶.
好的, 你需要加奶吗?
好, 豆奶.
可以. 谢谢.
Okay, so let's see what we just said. I said, 请给我一杯绿茶, 请, please, 给我, give me, 一杯, a cup of green tea, 绿茶, 请给我一杯绿茶. And David, you ask me, do I want a milk?
Yes. 你需要加奶吗?
Yeah, 你需要加奶吗? 你 is you, 需要, want or demand. 加奶，加 is to add, 奶 milk. 你需要加奶吗? And I said, 好. That means yes.
Yes.
And then he said, thank you. And I should actually ask, how much is that? Or maybe...As on the house. On the house, we say 免单。
免单。
免 is waived. That is waived. Okay, 单 is the bill.
Yes.
So your bill is waived. 免单。
免单。
老板请客。老板 is the boss. We learned how to say 老板请客。That means 请 is the courtesy and 客 is the guest.
Yes.
So 老板请客。
老板请客。
谢谢，谢谢 David。
谢谢。
Right, today we talk about sugar, 糖, and milk, 奶, to say a lot of sugar, 多糖,
多糖,
less sugar, 少糖,
少糖,
half sugar, 半糖,
半糖,
a little sugar, 微糖,
微糖,
sugar free, 不加糖,
不加糖,
or 无糖,
无糖,
and milk is 奶,
奶,
soya milk, 豆奶,
豆奶,
Coconut milk, 椰奶。
椰奶。
Goat milk, 羊奶。
羊奶。
Whole milk, 全脂牛奶。
全脂牛奶。
Skim milk, 脱脂牛奶。
脱脂牛奶。
Low fat milk, 低脂牛奶。
低脂牛奶。
That's a lot to learn.
Wow.
Thank you, David. You've been
Thank
a star.
Thank you very much.
Right. I hope next time when you go to a tea store, 南洋茶铺, you know how to order your tea. Bye.
Bye-bye.